dedicate this year for the Refuah Shlema of Rav Jonathan Sacks, who's been one of my biggest rabbis, who's taught me so much. And it's amazing, I didn't hear that he was sick, but just last night I was reading his Torah. I pulled out his Sefer. I want to share a beautiful Torah that he taught me last night. So, if you look in Bereishis, there's a few things that we notice about how Hashem creates the world. And one thing that always comes up is that Hashem looks at the world and says, it's good. He looks at it and he says, it's good. Of course, there's an exception. The second day, he doesn't say it's good. The sixth day, he says, very good. But in general, he takes time to look at the world and say, you are good. And that is not to be taken for granted. What does that mean? What does that teach us? It teaches us the importance
of gratitude.
Of gratitude and of looking at others and saying, you are good. I look at you in a good way. First of all, Hashem sees the world as a good place. As with all the pain and all the hardships and all the challenges, Hashem thinks the world is a good place. But secondly, Hashem, this is what Jonathan Sacks writes, Hashem takes the time to make other things look good by saying, you are good. He looks at the flower and says, you're good. He looks at the animal and says, you're the best. Man, you're awesome. The sun, yeah, you're the best. He like really thinks they're good. And when you, get acknowledged by someone who's greater than you, or even anyone, but especially someone who's greater than you, it feels good. It really feels good. I felt that last night when I got friended, a Facebook friended, by Rav Shlomo Katz. And even though, like, I'm sure like, it's not even him, it's his secretary, like, I don't know, for whatever, who knows, maybe it is him, I don't really know, but it felt really good. It's like, oh, Shlomo was thinking of me. Someone thinks I'm worthwhile of being a Facebook friend. See, I'm good, I need tzedek. That's what Rav Jonathan Sacks says, the importance of looking at things and seeing that they're good. And, you know, as a father, as a friend, as a host, just always taking that time and to look at what's good in the other. So my good friend asked me if I could give a little Rav Shlomo Torah. So I'm going to give one little Rav Shlomo story on this topic and one little Rav Shlomo Torah. And that'll be our Parsha piece. So Rav Shlomo Carlbach was famous for this midah of seeing the good in others. Even when no one else could see the good, he would always see the good in the other person. And he literally like would see the divinity in the other person, like we were talking about last night. And even if someone looked completely ugly in the eyes of the rest of the world, he would see the good. So there's a story in Holy Brother where there was a concert and there was one person who was hideous looking, like ugly, ugly, ugly. And no one would stand in next to him because it was just unbearable. And there was a guy who would come to check out this Rav Shlomo Carlbach guy and see if he was for real, if he was just some like, you know, pop star or rock star or whatever. And he sees Rav Shlomo go over to this man and give him the biggest hug in the world. And at that moment, this person knew that religious Judaism was for real. Because if they can make a person like Rav Shlomo who would actually see someone that's so beautiful, and he literally looked differently from just from Rav Shlomo's loving eyes, and everyone just started looking at this person as not so ugly anymore when Rav Shlomo hugged him. And he said, that's what a religious Jew is, that's something I want to be a part of. And that started his derech back to Yiddishkeit. It wasn't the songs, it wasn't the stories, it was seeing the way that Rav Shlomo did that. And Rav Shlomo actually was doing that his entire life. I read in his biography, a different book, how even when he was like a young 18-year-old boy in yeshiva, when a homeless beggar would come off the streets, he would stink sometimes. And the whole yeshiva in Lakewood would like, what are you going to do? He stinks. And who would, of course, take him in? Rav Shlomo. He would take him to his room, give him a shower, take care of him. He would be his guest of honor for the whole Shabbos meal. And like, this is some amida that Rav Shlomo always had. He would like always see the good. And not just in the crazies. Every single person he met, he mamish, like, practices. He would always be practicing this amida of seeing someone with loving good eyes. There's another story in Holy Brother, which I love. Such a funny story. He goes up to this woman, a woman who was very, like, brash. She was a waitress. And she everyone like would like run away from her. She didn't look so pretty and she was angry, and Shlomo orders a muffin, and Shlomo starts extolling the praises of this muffin to this waitress who would also like make the muffins. Say, wow, what texture, it's mamish amazing, how did you make this, I can't believe this is the best muffin I've ever tasted. And mamish go on and on and on, to the point where I most people would just be embarrassed, but this woman was just like melting and melting by someone actually giving her love and saying, you're good, you're mamish good, you're mamish the best. And by the end of that, you know, praise, she looked beautiful, said the person witnessing this. And so if you want to, you know, find the Noach Matzachen B'nei Hashem, like, I'm going to find the Chen, it's by looking with those good eyes and loving eyes. It's very challenging when we're in a sad mood. But it's the goal. It's a goal every day of Torah to look with loving eyes, of people to look with loving eyes, and to mamish, to copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mamish decide to see the good in the other. So that is the loving kindness meditation of the day, to walk as we shop, or as we interact with people at our Shabbos meals, or as we just any situation that we're in, to just decide beforehand, I'm going to see them with loving Shlomo eyes, Hashem eyes, to only see the good. Be'ezrat Hashem Yitbarach.